You are listening to a tribute by Paul Thiessen, recorded on Sunday, April 4th, 2021, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the Church Board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
March of 2020 is a month that will remain imprinted on the memories of each of us. Started in the middle of that month, we progressively locked down as we were introduced to the new reality of sheltering in place. It was a new expression and a new concept that descended quite suddenly over a period of days and weeks. The final in-person service attended at our beloved Menno Simon Center was on March 15th, 2020. We all left church that Sunday feeling beleaguered and a bit unmoored as we immediately adapted to the reality of services that would occur only in the realm of Zoom. And whereas other congregations only had to vacate their building with the hope of returning as soon as the pandemic receded, we faced the reality of permanently losing our place of worship as the Menno Simon Center had just been sold. It all felt quite gloomy. But then the clouds parted and a beam of hope shone down as the first meditations while sheltering in place arrived in our inboxes on March 22nd, 2020. Of course, these did not just materialize, but were lovingly and thoughtfully created by Evan Kreider, gratefully assisted by several other members of our congregation. It seemed almost too good to be true, as each day we were served with a selection of music accompanied by a thoughtful and reverential reflection. I held my breath those first few weeks thinking, can this possibly last? And it did. It felt like embarking on a journey of musical discovery as Evan dug deep into his rich treasure trove of favorite sacred music from across the centuries and expounded on the history, structure, and implication of each piece, as well as highlighting the performers. We appreciate his inspired approaches to presenting the meditations, beginning the week with Magnificat Mondays and Tese Tuesdays. In between, we retreated to musical offerings as varied as the Rachmaninoff Vespers, the Psalms in plain chant, hymns such as Great is Thy Faithfulness, and spirituals such as You're the Best Thing That Happened to Me. It feels as though these daily meditations have become the bedrock of our congregation, firmly anchoring the beginning of each day. I know that we are all deeply grateful, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who shed a tear when I read that these meditations will conclude on Easter Sunday. I readily admit that those words made me weep. But then my spirits lifted as I realized that on Monday, April the 5th, I can dial back and listen to the meditation from April 5th, 2020, which is like starting a new liturgical year. So on behalf of our congregation at PGIMF, and the many friends, relatives, and acquaintances spread across the country and abroad who have listened to the meditations, we want to express our deep appreciation for this gift that you have so freely and lovingly shared with all of us. As a small token of our gratitude, we offer the flowers behind you and your two of your favorite cheeses. The very first meditation for sheltering in place last March 22nd was anchored on Psalm 1, where we read, "Happiness comes to those who delight in the law of Yahweh and meditate on it day and night. They're like trees planted by flowing streams. They bear fruit in due season." Evan, I believe I speak for all of us when I say that you are one of those trees. And the daily meditations are some of that fruit. We are the grateful beneficiaries of your caring and generosity. So we have only two simple words to offer in conclusion. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. A prayer. God, we offer our grateful thanks for the presence of your servant, Evan, in our church family, and for the selfless gift of daily meditations that he created and has so freely and lovingly shared over the past 12 months, which have so greatly enriched our lives and spirit. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you. The picture, of course, on the screen is the lovely card that Laura has prepared for Evan from our congregation. There it is.